Today's show is brought to you by the snooze alarm.
Oh.
Making you late 9 minutes at a time.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
It's officially National Wildlife Day.
Wildlife.
Earth is a protected wildlife reserve.
That is a protected wildlife area.
We're wildlife.
Today we are celebrating awareness to protect threatened and endangered species on our planet.
Wildlife. Birds. Owls.
Wolf, deer, bear.
Squirrels.
Yeah, squirrels.
Oh, the wildlife. Showtime.
Yeah, DJs. Radio personalities. Not AI. I said not AI. Hi there, it's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does it even work? Well, you simply enable the skill. You got to do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's really easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. All you got to do is waddle on up to the that hockey puck device and say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcast. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel, and there is a link to the podcasts as well. All right. And if that isn't enough for you, what else could we do? Well, we do a Facebook Live video simulcast of the show. So you can watch all the show segments on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA. All right. And you can even get the podcast on YouTube at the Mike Show VA. That handle works for all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, MySpace, wherever you go. We're not on the TikTok. I'm sorry. I don't do the TikTok. No, we're not distributed on Twitch, although we might at some point, who knows, or we might self-distribute after 5 seconds. On today's program, it is the Thursday edition, and I believe we have Theatre Thursday with 246 The Main. They should be stopping by and visiting. Foster is off today, so she will not be visiting. I said she will not be visiting from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, but I wanted to make mention that if you are planning to attend the Expo, or not the Expo, but the Excellence in Business Awards Gala, get your tickets. They may be running out, so go on to bedfordareachamber.com. You don't have to be a chamber member to join us for the gala. All right, so that's, yeah. Okay, so Foster may be joining us next week. Okay, all right, sounds good. That and so much more on this edition of the program. Of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news, and we've got some good news for you. And then the NFL kickoff. Football is still our favorite sport by far. It's not mine. I love hockey, ice hockey, more specifically. We'll see where that ranks on the list, because we've got the 10 sports that this particular survey asked about, and ice hockey is not number one. It's not number two. It's not number three. It's in there somewhere. All right, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the NFL season kicking off and top fearless predictions for this year's NFL season. That's our top list today. All right, let's get it started. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Football is back. It is back tonight. Eagles host the Cowboys, and you won't be seen. Any Taylor Swift?
Nope, not at all. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us on this show. Thursday edition. All right. As mentioned, the NFL is back. The new season kicks off tonight with the Super Bowl champion Eagles hosting the Cowboys. And in case there was any doubt, a new poll found that, yes, football is still America's number one favorite sport. And it's not even close. 48% of Americans with an M follow football at least a little bit. That's almost 20 points higher than second place. Here are the 10 sports they asked about and how many of those surveyed pay attention to each one. All right, here we go. Do we want to do it from the top down or the bottom up? I like to do it from the bottom up. This way we'll do it. Wrestling. And I don't know if that means like WWE, okay, but wrestling. 8%, and it has the most haters of any sport on the list, by the way. MMA is number 9 on the list at 8%. Tennis at number 8 with 9%. Auto racing, yes, the left turn, 10%. At number 7, Goff. That's the way they pronounce it in Scotland without the L. 11% at number 6. Soccer at 12%. Number 5, ice hockey. Number 4, also at 12%. And there are slightly more haters to soccer than hockey, although it's becoming very, very popular in America. Basketball is, we're going to round out the top three. Basketball at number 3 with 29% of the vote. Now, technically, it's a tie for second with baseball. But baseball gets the nod because more people said they hate basketball. Okay. Baseball at 29%. Should it be called America's pastime if number 1 is football? That includes NFL and college games. Or if you're somehow... if you somehow only follow Canadian football, that counts too. So that brings us to our top list. With the NFL season kicking off tonight when the Eagles beat the Cowboys, play the Cowboys, let's celebrate with today's list. It's our top list today. Top fearless predictions for this year's NFL season. All right, here we go. Number 1, Aaron Rodgers will embarrass himself on the field with his arm and off the field with his mouth. Dak Prescott will end his string of disappearing during the playoffs by not making the playoffs. The Carolina Panthers will cease operations halfway through the season and no one will notice. The Raiders will lead the league in passing attempts, yards after contact, and stabbings. Patrick Mahomes will throw for 4,000 yards and star in 5,000 commercials. Josh Allen will be so effective carving up defenses that Jerry Jones will ask him to do the same to his face. Too soon? Andy Reid will finally admit his laminated playbook is actually a Cheesecake Factory menu. And top fearless predictions for this year's NFL season. His wedding will be the only time Travis Kelce gets a ring. What? No. So the Mike Show. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The NFL season starts tonight. And in what could only be a total coincidence, it also is Concussion Awareness Month. Travis Kelce's new restaurant will have a cocktail inspired by Taylor Swift and a dessert bar inspired by Andy Reid. September is Baby Safety Month. The rest of the year, babies, you're on your own. A study finds that prison guards have higher life satisfaction, probably because they get to hang out with their favorite rappers. And the next iPhone will be thinner, because in America, even our technology takes Ozempic. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition, or as we like to call it around here, Friday Eve. Taking a look at the tower cam up Main Street, up Rivermont Avenue, and up your asphalt driveway. All right. Okay. Ordinarily, we've just been doing the not headline news, but I've got a follow up story here that I wanted to share with you. We already knew this, but now we've got numbers. And it's not just number two. I said number two.
In the butt talk. So.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. Most Americans take their phone to the bathroom with them now, especially younger people. And a new study found it ups your risk for hemorrhoids. In
the butt talk. So.
Yeah, by almost 50%. Researchers polled 125 adults, just before they went in for routine colonoscopies, and two-thirds of them admitted they use their phone on the toilet. I do as well. I spend an awful lot of time the top things they said they use their phone for is to catch up on news and scroll through social media. I check my email. I check my bank account. Then I doom scroll through social media. Doctors doing the colonoscopies then looked for evidence of hemorrhoids. I said hemorrhoids.
In the buttocks.
And the people who use their phone in there, while they're in there, are 46% more likely to have them. It was true even after they accounted for things like fiber intake. Ideally, according to this, you shouldn't be in there for more than 5 minutes. I'm sorry, I'm in there until my legs fall asleep. But the study found 37% of people who bring their phone with them take much longer than 5 minutes. The lead author of the study said that if you must take your phone in, at least set a timer. She says if you've been in there longer than 5 minutes and haven't produced any results, maybe just take a breather and try again later. Okay, so that's the key to it. No. I'm pretty much done. But I'm just still sitting there scrolling through.
Nice beaver. Yeah,
thank you. Anyway. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
All right. So with that. It is the Thursday edition of The Mike Show. Coming up, we're going to get smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. McDonald's has one fewer hamburger. Huh? A businesswoman named Zoe Hamburger just stepped down from her post as the chief restaurant officer for McDonald's in the UK.
Hello!
There she is. She previously worked for McDonald's in the US. Number two. Is it Zoe or Zoe Hamburger? There are only five cities in the world that span across two continents. The biggest one is Istanbul, Turkey. It's about 65% in Europe and 35% in Asia.
Hello.
Hi. Number three. Disabled people in the Netherlands get money from the government up to 12 times a year to spend on prostitutes.
Nice beaver.
Thank you.
Stop it.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Number four. Limping on purpose was a popular trend in the mid-1800s in the UK.
Hello!
The Princess of Wales, there she is, had rheumatic fever that gave her a limp. And because she was a huge fashion icon and trendsetter, other women started limping too. I know. And then number five. After President James Garfield, I knew him well, after he was shot in an assassination attempt, he couldn't hold down food. So for the last month or so of his life, his doctor fed him through his rectal cavity.
In the buttocks, huh?
It actually didn't work, by the way. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
It's the Mike Show coming up. We have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's where we're going to place those. And something that you should put in your mouth is a Jersey Mike's sub.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That means it's Theatre Thursday. And we are pleased to introduce the folks from 246 The Main. They have a new production that's coming up, To Kill a Mockingbird. And we want to introduce the cast and the folks that are involved. We will start with, I guess, your right or my left. Yes, let's start with you. If you can introduce yourself and let the folks know what your role is in the play.
Sure, I'm Sarah Warren, and I'm playing Maudie Atkinson.
Okay.
I'm Audrey Jones, and I'm playing Calpurnia.
All right.
And I'm Michael Carter. I'm playing Atticus Finch, and I'm also directing the production.
Okay.
I'm Carl Davis, and I'm Judge Taylor.
And I'm Ryan Murphy, and I'm playing Horace Gilmer, the prosecutor, as well as Boo Radley.
All right, now, Carl, you are more always behind the scenes most of the time, but now you're stepping out. How many times do you get up on stage and perform?
I don't know. I've been on stage probably in 8 or 10 productions.
Okay.
I'm usually behind the scenes.
Whenever we need him, he's ready and he's available because he's always at the theater. And that's usually when he does go on stage.
Lights and sound is my usual domain.
Yeah.
Awesome. He's also built this set.
This is fantastic.
Donald Lynn designed it. It is a beautiful, beautiful set. We've got four houses. We have trees. We have swings. We have fences.
Nice.
It's unlike, I think, anything anybody's seen locally, and it's probably the best set I've seen at 246 The Main. And there's been some great sets there.
Wow.
And that's Carl.
Well, and congratulations on that, because I know you've been doing this for quite some time, and you put your heart into it. Tell us about this particular production, and tell us about your take on this particular production. Whoever wants to go.
When do you guys go? Otherwise, I'll talk the whole time. Well, it's we've been talking about this show, Donald Lynn and I, for a while.
Okay.
And it's very interesting because right next door, it has been done, and it was done in Danville just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So it's actually you know, it's so relevant today, even though it's set in 1935. Mm-hmm. We see so many parallels, and we wanted to bring it to the 246 audience and really to the region, even though it's, you know, been played a few times. But there's also different versions, which is really interesting. Yeah. The play itself, and there's a Broadway version now, but there's three different versions. We're doing the original one, and it's not as close to the book, but it's actually, and you know, there's subtle changes over time, and each theater does their own little thing. This you know, a lot of times you don't want to mess with the script. This is actually a story that's always fluid, mm-hmm. because there is racial language. Some of the themes, the racial, social, moral themes, different theaters will have different takes on it. So, you know, we're doing our take on it. And we think it's really going to be very impactful. But it's not a PG type version. There is some language and everything. But beyond, you know, those issues that I talked about, racial, mm-hmm. moral, social, there are great themes, but there's also great warmth and humor in this story. And that's really what our production is trying to bring out a lot with all the characters. And, you know, and so we've even added some dialogue here and there just to, not to beef up, but to, you know, show a little more humanity to Tom Robinson. And most people know the story. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, I think we all may have had to read the book when we were like early in high school. Yeah. Knowing myself, I probably only read the Cliff's Notes version. I don't remember if I actually read it. But, you know
likewise.
The title, and you know the name of certainly some of the characters. You kind of know the theme, but I had kind of forgotten the story, and I've never seen the movie.
Sure.
And so revisiting it and immersing myself, especially in this first original mm-hmm. version, was just, I mean, it was incredible to me because, you know, I actually teach at an HBCU, and a lot of these issues, historically black college and university, and I see these themes every day in mm-hmm. some of my students' lives. And so, you know, it was really, really, really special for me. And I'm just so glad that, you know, we've put the time, the effort, the dedication of the cast and the crew and what Donna Lynn and Carl, and if, you know, new viewers don't know, but, you know, it's a mom and pop theater. They yeah. run everything, and they do an incredible job. They're bringing something so vital to this region, certainly to the whole Brookneal Campbell County area.
Absolutely.
And I'm blessed that they asked me to be a part of it.
No, well, that's wonderful. Well, let's talk about your characters. Each one of you, talk about maybe some of the challenges that you faced playing that particular character, or maybe some of the, you know, some of the twists or adaptations you brought to that particular character. And we can start with you.
Sure. Well, so I'm playing two characters, mm-hmm. and that in itself has been a challenge because they could not be more different from each other. The one of them is Horace Gilmer. Now he's a district attorney for the state of Alabama versus Tom Robinson, and so he's very, I guess he's really set in his ways. He has a certain way of going about things, I feel like he knows that Tom Robinson is innocent, but he still has to put on this veneer of, I guess, like just the institutional racism, if you will, of the court system, yeah. And he has to sort of just be hard on really all the witnesses, but especially Tom Robinson, because of course he's prosecuting Tom, and you know, just seeing the way that I treat the different witnesses, I'm very put off by Bob Yule, who's the, I guess, the main bad guy. Mm-hmm. I don't like him, even though he's one of my witnesses. I sort of am stuck with him. But I do feel sympathy for Mayella. Like, I realize that she is, she's a victim in this case either way.
Yeah.
And so that just having to kind of show those different facets of my personality when I'm up there just questioning people has been a challenge, because I'm mainly asking questions the entire time.
Sure.
But it's also, you know, like I play against Atticus's, you know, he's defense counsel and the judge, and you feel that we've known each other for years. This is a very small town. And so, even though I'm quote unquote against Atticus Finch, he's clearly like a friend of mine. We've clearly been, you know, in this court system for years. So, just the way that we play off of each other is really fun. And then of course, the only redemption arc that I get is as my second character, Boo Radley, which he's this recluse. He's been shut up in his house for at least 15 years. Most of his life, really, he's been inside his home, and no one knows what he looks like. And he has to come out during the climactic moment of the play, and you know, he saves one of the characters, and it's very.
Don't give too much away.
I don't want to give too much away. I don't want to give too much away. But yeah, so I'm sort of like, there is a climactic moment where I do come out of my home.
Nice.
And so you do get to see that other, you know, I'm mostly in the shadows, but that's what I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the biggest challenge has been transitioning between this guy who's in the limelight all the time, you know, and this guy who's in the shadows all the time, and doesn't want to be seen, and just like very quickly like transitioning those personalities. But it's been a good challenge, because I don't think that I've ever had two speaking roles in one play before.
Nice.
So
that's two separate characters.
Exactly.
How long have you been doing this?
Have I been acting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat in high school. So if you count that, I mean, it was E.C. Glass, and so, you know, Glass Theater.
Okay.
I would definitely count that. But I had a very minor role. And so the first time that I was really on stage with a major role was with 246 The Maine.
Nice.
7 years ago now, as Gaston in Beauty and the Beast. And I caught the acting bug, and you know, I've been with them and had been part of a few other productions since then.
Very cool. Well, Carl, tell us about your role and maybe some of the challenges to it.
Well, I'm Judge Taylor. Judge Taylor's an old-timer. He's been around town for a long time. This is, bear in mind, 1935 Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
He is not under any illusions. He knows what the situation is. He realizes that Tom Robinson has been falsely accused of a pretty serious crime. And so he relies on the local attorney that he considers the best, most honest person that he knows, Atticus Finch. So that's a story in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, you are playing it as a no-nonsense kind of judge.
Yes.
That doesn't put up with much guff in the courtroom. Well, and, you know, really takes control of the courtroom, gets irritated at the attorneys, gets irritated at the witnesses.
So it's a real, it's a realistic role.
Oh yeah.
Well, let's talk about your character and some of the challenges there.
Well, I really don't have any challenges other than learning my lines. Working with three amazing kids who make it easier for me to learn my role. I play Capernia, the housekeeper. She works for the Finches, and she kind of has reign over the house. Atticus trusts her, and she's a mother to the motherless kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She loves the kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a black, proud, capable, and educated lady.
Nice.
And also puts up with no guff.
Right.
That seems to be a running theme here. How long have you been acting?
With 246, probably about 2 years.
Okay.
I've done it in the church, but with the theater, about 2 years.
Okay. And then your role, talk about that and talk about any challenges or ups and downs of it.
Maudie Atkinson is sort of She's the eyes and ears of the town. I wouldn't say she gives out a lot of gossip, but she definitely hears all the gossip. And sometimes she's a voice of wisdom for the children. So knowing when to make her light and fun-loving and humorous, and when to have her be serious, her different moods sometimes can be a challenge, knowing exactly which mood to use where. So played around a little bit with that. But
nice.
My daughter actually is also playing Scout.
Oh, cool.
And so she and I have practiced some at home. She's nice. Told me when, Mom, that's creepy. You can't do that. smiling in the wrong moment. Things like that. But I would like to
good
say
good feedback.
That, yeah, no, is good feedback. I would like to say that the dynamic between her and Audrey here as Scout and Calpurnia is just adorable.
That's fantastic.
Kate loves Audrey and just thinks the world of her. And so they already have kind of that good rapport that she can pull on her ear when she needs to.
Nice.
And she can
nice.
Do things, and they're cute together.
Well, I'm going to ask probably one of the most important questions you could ever ask an actor. And we'll start with you.
Okay.
What was your favorite role that you've ever played? And we'll just go down the line. Everybody can answer the same question. Your favorite role that you've ever played, and one that you haven't played yet, but you would aspire to play.
Okay. Honestly, my favorite role that I've ever played was probably my very first one. I was in eighth grade. I played the lead in, I'm trying to remember the name of the show, Bobby Sox, DuckTales and Bobby Sox.
Okay.
It's kind of a tamed down version of Grease almost. But it's the girl who starts out in the motorcycle gang and then she straightens up. So it was a musical, so I got to sing and everything.
Nice.
And it was really fun. And that's what really made me fall in love with theater, honestly. My dream role is the current one that I'm playing.
Nice.
So I have to have a new dream. So my new dream would be playing the mother in A Christmas Story.
Very cool.
I think that would be just so much fun.
Very, very cool. And then you. Favorite role so far and one that you would aspire to play?
I would say was Lucilla in Anne of Green Gables, because I got to act and sing.
Nice.
Which I love to sing. But I think Capernaum now is my favorite role. Yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, wow. I guess I'm supposed to say that Anakin's is my favorite role. And it's up there. It really is. I've done a lot that, sometimes roles are like your children. It's hard to pick a favorite. But this is definitely way up there. You know, I've been able to play Biff in Death of a Salesman and Brick and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. They were way, way up there. Probably my favorite is a play no one's ever heard of. Is a local playwright from Greensboro, North Carolina, named Scott Eisenhower. It's called Just Kidding. And it was funny. It was, first time ever performed, so it was the debut. And it was a wonderful cast. So everything just kind of came together. But nobody's ever heard of that, but probably that was number one. But dream role, I think I talked to Donna Lynn about this. There is a play called I Hate Hamlet, and there's a character named Andrew Raleigh, and I think that would really... I do hate Hamlet, by the way, and I hate all Shakespeare, so I don't want to do Shakespeare. So this is like as close as I might get, and so I think that might be it for me.
Well, that's cool. Carl, same question.
Well, I've had several really nice roles, but I think my favorite of all time, I played Laser Wolf in
Fiddler
on the Roof.
Nice.
Did a little singing. That was good. And playing opposite Tevye was a real good experience. As far as dream role, I don't know. I don't give that too much thought. I just take what comes along and do what I can with it.
There you go. Good answer, by the way. And you, sir?
So, it's hard to pick a favorite role, but one of my favorite roles that I've had, because I was used to playing villains, and I do enjoy playing villains, don't get me wrong, but the first time that I played like a good redemptive character with lines was in Alice in Wonderland, where I played the Mock Turtle. Nice. And I loved playing the Mock Turtle. It was really great, getting to tell Alice, you know, don't be afraid to, or, you know, just enjoy the flowers, and, you know, don't grow up too fast. It was really sweet. So I loved playing the Mock Turtle. And then a dream role, I've thought about Curly from Oklahoma. Oh, and nice. I've also thought about, I don't remember the guy's name, but it starts with A, the oldest brother in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Is it Adam? Okay, it's something like
Let's
that.
Let's go with Adam. Nobody
Yes. It's a biblical A, Abraham, maybe? I don't know. It's one of the biblical names that starts
Let's
with
go A. with that.
I always cast you as a villain, don't I? Yeah. Yeah. I didn't ever think about that, but I guess that's...
Well, I don't know. Paravicini in The Mousetrap. That's one of my other favorite roles, because nice. That was just crazy. That
always plays a good villain.
No, yeah. Thank you.
Very cool.
I should take that as a compliment.
It's To Kill a Mockingbird, and it opens up when?
Well, we're actually going to open on a Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday afternoon, a matinee. That'll be September 14th.
Nice.
And then our second weekend, we'll actually have four performances. So we'll have a Friday night,
okay,
a Saturday matinee at 2 o'clock, and then a Saturday night show at 7 o'clock, and then a Sunday matinee on September 21st at 2 o'clock.
Very cool.
It's very unusual. I don't know in the 100 or so shows that I've done ever opened on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, there's reasons for that. You always have challenges, particularly in the summertime, getting a cast together, this sort of large cast. And so we made some compromises here and there, but we will open on Sunday, September 14th, and then have four shows the very next weekend.
Very, very nice. Well, thank you guys for joining us. You can get your tickets at the numbers 246 The Main Theatre, spelled fancy like, .com, and we'll link that up on the broadcast on our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. And you can check them out if you go again to the numbers 246 The Main Theatre. .com. Get your tickets, check out their entire season upcoming, and of course we'll hear from you guys again in upcoming performances. So thank you again for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. We
Absolutely.
Appreciate it very much.
It is the Mike Show Thursday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Let's go directly to viral videos. This is making rounds online because it happened a year ago today. A police officer in Wisconsin was being chased by a turkey. He was being chased by a... Yeah, it was probably a little bit more like that. Yeah, there we go. he and the police back at dispatch were having some fun with the chaos.
I've got a turkey attacking my cruiser.
Please take video.
10-4. He has no fear. I tried to use my siren to scare him out of the road so he wouldn't get struck, and I think he took it as a challenge.
Is he playing chicken with you?
He is pecking at my tire.
Do you have a clothing description?
Foot pursuit, eastbound, male, about 2 feet tall, short beard, mostly brown, some red and white trim.
The citizens of the neighborhood have been advised to keep an eye out for the suspect.
All right, here are the sound of three buddies making a new world record. And it's so joyous. We had to share it. They used a slingshot to successfully make a cornhole shot from 151 feet. Here's your great moment in sports history. All right, millennials are defending their generation's habit of putting LOL at the end of every text. Apparently, Gen Z feels it isn't necessary. Here's Anna Gaddis defending millennials' use of LOL.
People are saying to millennials to stop putting LOL behind the sentences. And the thing is, it's not really like every time. It's more like or and that's just what it is.
Okay. Let's skip that. We're going to use those two in Stupid Criminals. There's a new relationship trend going viral on the TikTok. It's called Date Them Until You Hate Them. The basic concept. It sounds like marriage, doesn't it? The basic concept is to stay in a relationship until you despise the person to make your breakup easier. Here's a TikToker breaking it all down.
Get ready with me while I tell you how I ended my four-year relationship and wasn't totally heartbroken after. The reason I was able to walk away from my four-year relationship is because I dated him until I hated him. Now, I know some people are about to come for me and be like, oh, you should just end it. It's not always that easy. Some people make it really hard for you to walk away from a relationship, or maybe you're really, really comfortable with them. You've been with them for forever, and it is hard to walk away sometimes. So, again, date them until you hate them.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
Yeah, I know. All right. Let's see. Here's when forever doesn't really mean forever. Well, I guess kind of like that TikToker. A man in Oregon won a Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes back in 2012 that would pay him $5,000 a week forever. Okay? That's an annual $260,000 budget. But this year, the check never came. That's because in this past April, Publishers Clearinghouse filed for bankruptcy. And at least 10 former winners of Forever Prizes will no longer get their payments. Here is John Willie talking about losing all that money.
I thought, why didn't they give me a heads up? Hey, we're going out of business, you know? But no, it's like somebody just cut the cord, sold my jet ski, sold my trailer. I had a little bit of money left over, and that's what I'm living on right now. You know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose my home.
Go! All right, yeah, he was one of those people you see on the TV commercial getting the balloons and a giant check on the front porch. Yeah, anyway. Let's skip that. I don't want to do that. Going to comedian? Yep. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Comedian David Alan Greer on when people have babies.
Looking at all these women, we got some rump shakers and we got some baby makers. Nice. I'm looking for a rump shaker myself. No, it's weird. You know, a lot of my friends are having babies now. You know, everybody's having babies. I'm kind of scared to have babies because right now? Thank you. As I was saying, no, it's weird, man, because you know you have friends that have babies, right? Soon as a baby's born, it's all about the baby. And it's scary because a lot of these parents, it's like they can't see their own children's fault. They're perfect, you know. Ooh, look at the baby. Look at him. He's so cute. Look at him. Oh, and he's smart. He's smart. This baby's a genius. He knows his timetables.
That baby is 14 years old. They can't see.
Yeah, there you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and maybe vigorously, repeatedly give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in .news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1969. Man Walks on the Moon. Afterwards, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their taproom in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again. Stupid criminals in .news. All right, it's annoying when someone asks to go ahead of you in the checkout line because they only have a few items, you know, as if their time is more important than yours. Now, if I've got a whole cart full and then there's somebody behind me, you know, especially somebody older, and they've got like one item, two items, I just let them go, and that's kind of cool. But, you know, this is a whole new level of being asked. A 65-year-old man in Florida named Daniel Cannell tried to cut in line at a Publix grocery store. The couple ahead of him declined the offer. Daniel tried putting his stuff on the checkout belt anyway, and then there was an argument. Daniel got upset, left his cart, stormed out of the store. The couple checked out, left the store, and started loading their stuff into their car. And that's when Daniel ran up behind them and sprayed them both in the face with bug spray.
Oh, no, not the bee!
No, bug spray. Then he ran off. The police were called. They tracked Daniel down. He was arrested and charged with two counts of aggravated battery with great bodily harm. One of the victims was hospitalized, but it sounds like they'll both be okay. And then there's this. Remember when that Chuck E. Cheese mascot was arrested a couple months ago? Well, the body cam footage was just released, and here is some of the audio of officers arresting Jermell Jones and getting yelled at by a customer for arresting Chuck E. Cheese.
We're going to detain the mouse, Steve.
Yes, we are.
Do it. I want you to. Yeah, grab him. Get him. Don't resist. Do not resist.
Stop resisting.
Don't. Let your hands go. Let your hands go.
He can let that man walk out the door, y'all.
He's a criminal. What would you like to know?
I would like y'all to walk him out the door with some cocktails and all these currency and somebody like Chucky.
Hey, that kid.
Would y'all put Mickey Mouse in handcuffs?
God. All right, and then there's this. There was an intense police chase in the Denver area after a man fled from officers covered in mud and wearing only a Speedo. I don't have a sound effect for that. Here is some of the chase with officers trying to catch Alec Bogus.
He's running. I'm going to tase you. White male covered in mud and underwear.
Oh, nah, man. You had a chance. You had a choice.
I was scared, bro.
Mud and underwear. All right. That's today's episode. Mud and underwear. Sorry, guys. I have to do this. You know that I have a short attention span, and I forget things. So we have to add this now. 162. Episode 162. 162, season 25, mud and underwear. Now, should it be covered in? No, let's just do mud and underwear. There we go. That's today's episode of the podcast. That's what it's called. Do we have good news? Yes, we do. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity out there. A 5-year-old boy in Florida recently left his home to go get breakfast at Chick-fil-A. Jacksonville police shared the chest cam footage on social media this week. His house was just down the street, but anyway, he left and people didn't know. Here are the officers bringing William back home and his adorable reaction.
We arrived on scene.
Hello.
Hello.
And as we walked in, we see a little kid sitting at the table eating his breakfast with one of the managers. We asked where he came from, and he kept saying he walked to Chick-fil-A.
You know where your house is, right, honey?
It's right across the street, right over there.
I walked him to the back of my patrol car.
Are you going to get me in jail?
No, I'm not going to put you in jail. And we started checking the area. He had a white fence.
That's where it is.
Right here?
Yeah.
And that's when we pulled up in the driveway.
Hey, good morning. Hey, do you have a son named William?
William.
Yeah, a little boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was down at the Chick-fil-A.
Are you kidding me?
No, we have him in our police car. You want to come get him?
You could just see the look on his face. It would be for any parent, including myself. It's disbelief.
Good Lord. But that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away! Go away!
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.